This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the 2023 CUNA GAC here in Washington, D.C. And look who we have in the studio lounge, Mr. Kyle Hauptmann, NCUA board member and vice chair. How are you, sir?
Hanging in there.
Good to see you again. It's been about 6 months.
Second GAC for me in person.
Oh, okay.
Only went last year and this year.
Well done. Your thoughts, sir?
My third GAC, one was just a virtual one.
Oh, yes.
You know, it's a funny thing, though. This is the third time I've ever been in this building, and I live here in D.C.
What?
Well, I didn't go to make a mention, but here's the thing. GAC this year, GAC last year, and exactly 1 year before that, because the convention center was turned into D.C.'s largest vaccination site.
Oh.
I was here. My wife got her shots here.
Gotcha. I see.
I think a lot of places did that.
Yeah.
There weren't any conventions, right?
Well, if you see the bottom floor here, I go down there and walk through the tunnel down there, but that bottom floor down there, I'm sure you're aware of it, it is massive. It's like 5 football fields long or something like that. It's huge.
Yeah.
It's huge.
I mean, it worked. You could drop in and get a shot if you wanted one.
Wow.
You
know? So those are your three times.
Three times. And they're all at exactly the same time. It was, right. It was...
End of
February, early March, 2021, 2 and 3. But no, this is great.
Yeah. So how's the conference going for? I know you're a busy guy. You're probably shaking hands every 2 steps.
But yeah.
How's it going for you so far?
It's good. A bunch of meetings. I do my 10-minute speech tomorrow afternoon, so that'll be Tuesday. All three board members speak. It's just 10-minute speeches.
Right.
So, but it is the most important one I give a year. It's definitely the one where I edit, you know, and time it.
Put some thought into it.
Get really into it. Even though it's not for public consumption on YouTube, it's just here.
Right.
Such a big deal.
Well, what are you going to be talking about? Give us a quick little preview.
Was, you know, not a lot you can do in 10 minutes, but the economy, which is obviously anybody's guess. You know, even for people like me who consider ourselves econ nerds, it's hard to figure out. And I say that it's the strangest situation where we've had sustained high inflation.
Yeah.
But the Fed's trying to kill it, and we're now a year into it with 500 basis points of hikes, still not seeing inflation come down that much, but job growth is healthy. GDP is healthy.
Yeah.
The job reports look good. So it's like, can they actually pull off a soft landing? It's very hard to do. I'm not knocking the Fed. Every central bank and a lot of them in the world have this problem.
Sure.
It was our assumption of a downturn going to happen. Now, you know, it doesn't, whether I think so or not doesn't matter that much because it's gonna, you know, economy is going to do what it's going to do.
Right.
I'm just saying it's different. It's not that normal.
It's so bizarre
pattern.
The job market alone is just very bizarre. So,
but also the inflation is a little stickier than thought, and they've got to whack that down.
Yeah.
So how much harder does that have to happen? What that means for us is we do wonder a little bit about car loans. You know, the next war usually isn't like the last war. Besides COVID, the last war was the mortgage crisis. Foreclosures and people owing $500,000 on a house now worth $300,000.
Yep, yep.
That system's a lot healthier now, right? Reform, some of the ridiculous mortgages. There's a lot of home equity system. Cars, we're talking about interest rates, the car loans are more affected than mortgages are by short-term interest rates because the car loan's only like 5 years, right? You know?
Yep.
And you know how expensive cars have gotten.
Oh.
Yeah, so average price of $48,000, which is a Toyota
Tacoma
pickup truck.
I see them regularly over $100,000 now.
And you're like,
crazy.
You know, F-150, like a pickup truck? So anyway, the payments are up. And there's the subprime market, at least, just in general, not credit unions, but just the subprime auto, is already having significant distress. And we have yet to have big job losses. Unemployment's still low.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one thing I wonder about car loans. You know, what'll happen?
And
if
that's
we have
bread and butter for credit unions as well. So, right?
So it's a, you know, generally speaking, the system is about half mortgages and a third car loans.
Mm-hmm.
So that's over 80% of what credit unions do is that.
Yeah.
So I wonder about that. I don't try to predict the future, but it is a big risk for a lot of reasons.
Yeah.
How expensive cars have gotten.
Yeah.
The payments on them, inflation by itself makes it difficult.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then we'll see what happens if we actually have job losses.
Well, and if you want to buy an electric car, which is all the trend right now, those are a little pricey as well.
And they depreciate, obviously, cars that usually do. And because of this weird upswing, they might depreciate faster because there was a weird elevated car market there for a while.
It's very bizarre. It's interesting times nonetheless. So I know you're big on technology, and it's really, and we talked about this before, how refreshing it is that the board, NCOA board, is really, I want to say on top of this, but you guys are very aware of what's going on out there, and you're passionate about it, and you're passionate about it because credit unions really need to up their game in this area.
And so, they always have. Yeah. Credit unions have, you know, have innovated, and especially given how small most of them are, they have to.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have a team of computer developers, you know. They always have, but the main thing I try to press is you have to understand the risks of not innovating, and as a regulator, you know, the mantra I always say is I don't want to see credit unions become Blockbuster Video.
Yeah, me too.
Because their regulator wouldn't let them compete, right?
Good point.
And with that, we have to know that experiments means you don't know the outcome. There's going to be problems.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But we have to weigh it against the cost of inaction.
Yep, yep, yep. And you were just talking to Becky Reed, right?
Mm-hmm.
From Lone Star Credit Union.
She's super innovative. Yeah.
Very innovative. She's all in on crypto, all that type of stuff. So she's definitely one you want. And I think they're having a session later this afternoon on cryptocurrency.
That's right.
So, yeah.
That's right.
So what are your thoughts on that? Going through the crypto winter right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I was saying.
Things seem to calm down, well, especially in the credit union sector with it.
Yeah, I mean, it's there was a whole FTX blow up, you know, and I think it would be a shame if the long-term trajectory of that industry in this country, the jobs and everything that come with it, were negatively affected by some scammers in Bahamas, you know.
One bad apple.
Yeah, and but the main thing is, I think after all the hype, you know, crypto went through a gold rush stage.
Oh, yeah.
Just
absolutely.
Like the early days of the internet,
yep,
which
yep.
means some overvalued assets.
Mm-hmm.
It comes some business models that don't really work.
Right, right.
And then flat out scam, right?
Yeah.
You know. Anytime there's the new thing and there's a bunch of money to be made, there's a gold rush stage.
You're going to get it.
Sift through it all. Nature
mm-hmm.
heals itself.
Mm-hmm.
And they're seeing neat stuff and identification, right? So put aside crypto where people buy it and hope to make money.
Mm-hmm.
Let's put that aside.
Mm-hmm.
This is the difference between buying an internet stock and your credit union using the internet for services,
mm-hmm.
for email,
mm-hmm.
for bill pay, right?
Yep.
So they're doing neat stuff. Identification, know your customer is a big deal. Becky talks about that at Lone Star for fraud reduction purposes.
Mm-hmm.
Same as the internet, I think blockchain technology, it doesn't change the core of what credit unions do, it changes how you do it.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So there's some neat stuff happening, we'll see how it goes. I don't advocate for or against any solution. The main thing is that they have to experiment, and we as a regulator know, you know, I say if you guys fail, please fail small,
mm-hmm.
you know, but we have to know that not innovating is the surest way to kill it off.
But don't you think if you regulate it to a certain point that you legitimize it, because, or you validate it? Because, I mean, obviously a lot of folks, there's been studies out there where folks who want to get into this digital assets arena are more apt to do it if it's at their financial institution, a credit union in this case.
Yeah.
Because it's a trusted resource.
You know, we're not.
As opposed to some sketchy little website that they might buy.
Yeah. And in terms of the buy, sell, hold product, I mean, what people invest in is their own business.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing credit unions are letting them do they couldn't do otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
But it does create some interesting things, like if you have $1,000 of Bitcoin and you're connected, instead of paying an overdraft fee, which are politically toxic these days, or a late fee, or not paying your bill, which is due by 5 p.m. today, and that has problems.
Yeah.
You know, you may hurt your credit score, you miss your credit card payment. Why not click on your app and borrow $300
mm-hmm.
against it? You don't have a taxable event, you don't have to sell it, and you can't default on the loan
mm-hmm.
for 5% instead of borrowing at the payday loan place
mm-hmm.
for more.
Yep.
You know, these sort of options are interesting and they solve real problems,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yeah, yeah, no doubt. Hey, I want to close with, because I know you're a busy, busy schedule, but what do you want to take away from the GAC? What do you want to take away back to the NCOA offices Monday morning, so to speak?
Well, I learned, I mean...
What do you want, do you want to learn here?
I walk around the hall, I do not know what many of these fintechs are. You know, they all have these names and logos, and I have no idea what they are. I'm sure they do something interesting. And, but, you know, the way you don't lose a member or customer to someone else is you give them that someone else.
Mm-hmm.
So I love that they're partnering and looking for ways to get better.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, so instead of, you know, this traditional finance versus fintechs, well, to the extent that's a fight, how much of that is caused by regulators? Because if we won't let you do the cool thing, then we are definitely going to have a safety and soundness issue eventually,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
What if credit unions weren't, their regulator was very slow on allowing them to use the internet and they didn't have bill pay, and well, it's like they would have gotten crushed
exactly.
and gone, right?
Yep.
Despite
yep.
every problem there is, you know, I always say...
That goes along with it.
Any new technology has problems.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know, Mike, there were no plane crashes before we had planes?
I did not know that.
No.
Little known fact.
there were no internet viruses before the internet, right?
Correct.
So the point is you want to capture the upside. But no, it's neat to be here. It's definitely the Super Bowl of conventions, and I say that for a reason. Not the Super Bowl, interesting, I found out, because its location is known ahead of time,
mm-hmm.
right? Unlike the World Series or anything, right? It's the convention of the business of football. So there's a game being played, mm-hmm. but for a lot of people, it's almost, oh yeah, I forgot about that. And you can tell good conventions like this that there's so much stuff that isn't even on the agenda, because people use it for side conversations, you know.
There's a lot of outside activities going along.
Here, people had 10 meetings before the first session.
I know.
All right, thank you, Mike.
All right, Kyle, always a pleasure.
You bet.
Be well.
This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders. A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.